takes just 1 cc of sodium pentobarbital and a few seconds to turn this into this. Each year, about twice as many cats as dogs are killed. As you enter the Washington Humane Society shelter, you see a large whiteboard with instructions scrawled on it. Kitten's rice and gravy need socializing. The dog Clint Eastwood doesn't like other dogs. Some animals are put down because they have medical problems, others because they're aggressive. But the main reason is because there are just too many of them and not enough adoptive homes. It's a year-round problem, but springtime around April has traditionally been the beginning of what's called the kitten season. Michelle Otis heads the shelter. She says that's changing.
We're finding that that starts earlier every year with the climate change, actually. We're actually starting to see large litters coming in as early as February now.
Litters would start to slow down in September, but Otis says now with the warmer winters, the season continues until December. Otis says on a busy day, they get what she calls an avalanche of kittens, about 100 a day. Some of them still have their eyes closed. No one at the shelter wants to euthanize kittens or puppies, but they say the only solution is to get more people to spay or neuter their pets. And that's not easy.
10-4-12-50.
Okay, see if the person's home.
Paul Hibbler is an animal control officer in Montgomery County, Maryland. He's responding to a complaint call.
Hi, is Victor home?
Victor?
Victor.
Not working.
Okay. Does he still have his dogs? Bow wow, bark.
Dogs.
While he waits to question the owner on the phone, Hibbler walks to the backyard and points out 6 large pups crowded in a small space. They've all got cherry eye. It's a red inflammation of the eyelid.
This is typical for somebody that just doesn't realize the importance of spaying and neutering. They, I think, assume that, well, if the dog became pregnant, she'll have a couple of pups and I'll be able to find homes for them. And lo and behold, she had probably 10 times more than what he had thought.
There are many reasons why owners don't get their pets fixed. Often it's the cost. Sometimes they don't know where to go. But it's also myths, such as my pet will become fat or not as affectionate. And there are some owners who come to shelters again and again with litter after litter, despite offers to spay their pets for free. Not only is it a huge financial burden for shelters, it's also an emotional burden for people who work there. Diana Foley at the Washington Humane Society says no matter how many times she's seen an animal euthanized, it never gets easier.
Each time that you're faced with that decision and you're in that moment and you're thinking, how can you make him have a good end? And you're petting them, and you're holding them, and you're kissing them, touching them, talking to them, and saying, how can you make that animal's last moments peaceful?
Animal shelter workers say with climate change making the breeding season longer, they're spending even more last moments with these unwanted animals. For the Environment Report, I'm Kavita Cardoza.